Good morning. I'm walking through a park in Florida called Lettuce Lake Park, and this is the first episode of the podcast, Bits of Nature. I'm not sure how much ambient sound that the recorder is picking up, but I am standing in a beautiful cypress dome which has a boardwalk that penetrates to the very heart of the cypress dome. I will describe to you what it looks like since this is an audio podcast, and I'll take some pictures to post at some point. But if you look up, above me is blue sky, very light, pure blue. I can see a lone turkey vulture, a black bird with very large wingspan, just cruising over, directly over top of me, very high up. No flapping. There's no wind or breeze this morning. It's 9:30 in the morning, and it's unusually cool here. I believe it's in the low 50s right now. So it's a beautiful wintry day. We just had the winter solstice, so it is officially winter here in Florida. No snow or ice here. There are green leaves on some of the bushes and plants and ferns and various water plants, but even the cypress trees are brown. We had a hurricane a little over a month ago, Milton, and there are a lot of trees that are knocked down or hanging on other trees. The parks people cleared the ones that crossed over the pathways and the drives and things like that, but they obviously have to leave the natural ones into the forest, so that's all part of nature. And I'm looking at a particular cypress tree. Hard to estimate the height of these trees. 60 feet, 70 feet high. Pretty high. Sticking straight up. And then these cypress trees don't have a lot of branches, lower branches. Most of the branches are towards the top. And like I said, there are many of them are barren or brownish looking, even though they will pop out soon when spring hits, and it'll be a beautiful, lush, you know, more shady environment here, which will be nice because usually it's very, very hot. I'm looking at one cypress tree, which the top is literally broken off, and it's a snag. And I remember from reading about how important snags are for the birds and other animals and insects, that, you know, what looks like a dead tree to us is actually full of life. You know, the woodpeckers will be drilling holes into it and getting bugs and making nests, and so those are very important. And the cypress dome is embedded, and this particular one is not connected to a river. It's just more or less a depression in the ground, probably an ancient sinkhole, or maybe the ancient riverbed. It's hard to tell. But this is full of cypress trees and then smaller water plants and bushes and things that can grow. And there are things bubbling around in the water. It's hard to tell. The water here is full of tannic acid, so it looks brownish, but it is translucent brown. And I'll just keep an eye out because there's a log submerged under the area where I'm standing, and I can see if anything like a tadpole or a minnow swims across. Right now, I'm still not seeing. Oh yeah, I do see a small fish, a minnow looking fish. So this gets connected with larger bodies of water, probably when the rains hit. After the hurricane, the water levels came up in this river quite high and covered over the hiking paths. So they maybe it connected with this area, which I don't know if this dries out completely or not, but Florida is a giant limestone aquifer sponge underneath us. So anytime there's a sinkhole or a depression, it's bound to turn into some sort of a lake or whatever. But the cypress trees long ago took over this area. They have, of course, cypress knees, which for those that haven't seen them, they look like they're wood, just like the trunk of the tree, but they have like a balded area coming up. They're a form of root that grows out from the cypress trees. And I believe one of the functions I've always heard is that they can get air to the roots, which are otherwise saturated. I'm not sure how that would work, but they definitely must hold the cypress trees in the ground better under storm conditions and things. Because you'll see in the forest here, when you get up into the uplands, which is just 1,000 feet away, or even a few hundred feet away, you'll see giant oak trees that have fallen in the hurricane and giant root balls sticking up, but that wasn't enough to hold the oak tree against the hurricane force winds. But the cypress trees look to me like they held together a lot better. And then there's giant pine trees in the pine flatwoods surrounding us. Beyond the cypress dome trees of Cyprus, I can see pine trees, which are even much taller than these cypress trees are. And they are just magnificent trees as well. And they're green because they have pine needles. But there are some of those that it broke off and tumbled down as well. So, but the forest lives on, and it's not like everything was 100% flattened by any means. Maybe 10% of the trees broke off. Lots of small limbs and branches down or hanging up in other trees. And I can only speculate that in Florida, after having a couple of hurricanes come through, in 2024, I would think 2025 is going to have some natural forest fires to help burn off some of these this debris that's down. And I just want to say that I don't know the exact direction that this podcast will take, but this is Christmas Eve. 2024, and I just feel like it's a good time to have some episodes focused on nature, because without these trees breathing out the oxygen and us and the animals breathing out the carbon dioxide, this planet would be much different than it is. And of course, we all can acknowledge that the Earth is warmer. Warmer just in my lifetime, for sure. Having grown up here in Florida, running around, getting sunburn every day, and playing outside. At least to me now, as a much older person, I feel like the heat can be very oppressive. And then I read in the news, the heat, even up north and far away from us, can be unbearable. So I hope these trees can replicate and absorb more of the carbon dioxide in the atmosphere that we've put up there from burning the ancient forests. I won't get into a bunch of negatives, because standing here, you can only feel like a healing energy in this forest itself. And we are part of the forest as well. So I hope that you can get out and find a little bit of nature and take your time and think about what it means to be part of a forest. Namaste.